Alrighty, we want to praise the Lord. Not only be back in the house of God tonight, but want to praise the Lord for that good service this morning.
Yes, boy, it was.
And we also want to thank the Lord for the beautiful day He given us. I just knew it'd rain or snow or something, as cold as it was, but it's been a pretty day all day long. And Lucy got to have her a good birthday party. They just forgot the ice cream, but she had cake, had friends, and somehow she tripped and hurt her foot a little bit, but she's gonna sing tonight. I think maybe her and Patrick both are going to sing tonight. We'll just see her in a minute. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to welcome you to the service tonight. If you're watching by way of live stream, we're a little church, but we're doing a big work. And we're thankful to be able to come to you by way of live stream, by way of the internet. Are you good to go, Brother Ed?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Right now.
All right. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the beautiful day you've given us, for the good service this morning. Lord, we'll be back in the house of God tonight. We thank you for all of that. Lord, just bless the efforts here tonight. Help this little church to be like the apple of your eye, Lord. I pray it be a blessing to you. I pray it be a jewel for your crown, Lord, an ornament of praise for your name. And Lord, help us, I pray, to be fruitful and be faithful, Lord, in the work of God. We just pray, Lord, for that opportunity to be that blessing.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We got some singers going to sing tonight. We'll let them come on up here. Chase, when are you going to start singing, buddy? Fly away. Amen.
No, I'm going to sing this.
Now, you're going to have to be on that side.
The camera can't see you.
Yeah.
You're prettier now,
yeah? Yeah. Me too.
Well, you know what? Let her be on that side. Let me sit where Brother Eddie is.
Okay.
Because that sun's coming
switch
in that window.
I have a work
and
it's also from side down.
And it just blurs bright that I can't even pick her out.
We're in a good spot. Lord's outside.
Yep. Yeah.
90% of signs of it.
You don't have to look this way now.
Good singing there.
in there.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. You think that's different?
This is the one she really wants to sing. I don't think that's the one she wanted to sing.
She won't say, I'll fly away. This morning told us to eat them tonight, and I don't know if that's going to work out or not, and if not, y'all take them home with you is what I'm trying to say. I don't want to leave them here. Y'all take them home with you.
They took them.
They're in the kitchen. I think he told me they're still here.
They was fresh. They sure was.
I think I seen the boxes in the garbage back there. They could have got hit after we left. Who knows?
Anyway, enjoy that good singing, and one of these days we will fly away.
Yeah, amen.
I thought about that all the way up here tonight, about our leaving out. And, you know, when we leave out, I'm just sitting there thinking all things I ain't going to have to do, hallelujah. I'm going to mow the yard sometime tomorrow, but I ain't going to have to worry about that if I leave out. And the other thing, my wife wants me to put the swimming pool up, I'll get out of that too, amen. But hallelujah, all the things we'll get out of, when we get out, be wonderful, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed that song, how true that song is. One of these days we will fly away. David said, I wish I had wings like a dove in Psalms 55 verse 11. He said, for then I'd fly away and be at rest. One day we will fly away and we will be at rest. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, this message tonight's weird. I've had it on my heart for a long time. Finally got up enough nerve to even try to preach this message. I think it'll be all right. I don't think we'll be here too long tonight. But we're going to be preaching out of the book of Jonah. And I'm going to be preaching about that whale that swallowed Jonah. And it takes a while to find the book of Jonah, so I'll let you be turning there. Because I have trouble finding it myself.
Yeah.
Even with thumb index, have trouble finding that little old bitty
Yeah.
What's it? Four chapter book.
Yeah.
And we're going to be preaching out of chapter 2, but I'm going to read all of chapter 1 because chapter 2 won't make no sense without reading chapter 1, because chapter 1 puts us to what happens in chapter 2. So we're going to read, I guess, 17 verses of chapter 1, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then I'll preach chapter 2 expository, which means verse by verse. But here Jonah is, and I was noticing some of the footnotes here about the book of Jonah. It says, no miracle of Scripture has called forth so much unbelief. The issue is not between the doubter and this ancient record, but between the doubter and the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, Christ is pictured in this.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to read chapter 1 here. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Boy, I'm just sitting there thinking about all the wickedness of our day.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of wickedness that this world's going to have to answer for. Not only do they not have no regard for God, but no regard for one another, life, or what possession they have. But this wickedness got noticed, and there was a great cry made against it, and that cry came up before the Lord. And but Jonah, he rose up to flee unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarsus. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind. Our Sunday school lesson this morning, we was talking about God parting the Red Sea with a great east wind. Lord does have a lot of things He does with wind. The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his own God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. You know, Jesus was asleep when the storm come against the disciples. They went down there and woke Jesus up, said, perish not that we perish. He jumped up and rebuked the wind and the waves. Well, here Jonah is, kind of like Christ. He's asleep down here in this ship. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. These guys are starting to think about eternity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a storm can get your attention.
Yeah,
it can. I mean, it can cause you to pray even if you don't know God. I'll tell you, if somebody falls off a cliff, first thing they say is something like, you know, oh my God, or help me God. Or, I mean, their mind goes in the right direction. These men are asking for people to call upon God that we not perish. Verse 7, and they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for what cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which have made the sea and the dry land. And when the men, them were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. And they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea roared and was tempestuous. He said unto them, take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. Mm-hmm. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Amen. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now I'm preaching tonight on how Jonah's whale, and Jesus told us that it was a whale instead of just a great fish. But I'm preaching tonight on Jonah's whale as a type of Satan. Like I said, this is kind of one of them way out there messages. But I've had this thought for a long time. And we'll go to the Lord in prayer. And our text will take out of chapter number 2. Father, we thank you for the scripture that we've read, for the thought that you've given us. And Lord, we just pray you'll bless this message, God, tonight. Lord, the truths, Lord, that you've revealed to me, I pray you'll help me to bring them out. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for those that are here tonight to hear this message, those that are listening by way of the live stream. We thank you, Father, for those that are here this message by way of the internet. Lord, this little church, we just want to get our tent stakes out as far as we can, to do as much as we can while we can. We know the day of the Lord's coming. We know, Lord, it won't be too long. This building will be empty, Lord. And it won't be due to any failure of ours, Lord. It'll be due to the fact that we'll be leaving out. Yeah. Just like little Lucy sung just a second ago. Yeah. We'll fly away. We'll go home. And Lord, they'll wonder what happened to us. We'll be like Enoch that walked with God and was not, because God took him. You'll take us, Lord, one day, and we'll leave behind all these things that we're enjoying right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm preaching, like I said, this kind of a far-fetched message, but how Satan is this whale is a type of the devil. Jonah was devoured by this. Jesus mentioned that this was a whale. And he mentioned it as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. So must the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Yeah. You know, here Jonah is, verse 17, God had prepared this great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. But you know, the devil, he's portrayed quite a bit in this whale here. I'm looking for a scripture. I don't even see it on here. I know I wrote it down. But anyway, Jesus mentioned that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. And that cleared up the matter about the great fish. Mm-hmm. But you know, here Jonah, devoured by that whale. The Bible mentions it in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, that the devil walks about like a roaring lion. Of course, this is not a roaring lion. But it says he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And God had not only made this fish, but he gave this fish a mission, and the mission was to swallow up Jonah.
Yeah.
And Judas was a devil that Jesus used, John 6, verse 70, to betray himself so that he could be crucified. You see, he had to be betrayed. And I just want you to know that the Lord uses the devil quite a bit, believe it or not. And Ahab, the Lord used a lying spirit to get Ahab to go into the battle to fulfill the scripture against him, that where the blood of Naboth was washed or shed, that his blood would be shed. And anyway, the devil is used of God a lot, believe it or not. Jesus, talking about being betrayed by Judas, he said, "Woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Better for that man that he hadn't been born," in Matthew 26, verse 24. But the devil not only is used of God, but he's our adversary, and he wants to sift us like wheat, Luke 22:31. And you know, he's not pleasant to be around, but even the devil is a created being. In Ezekiel chapter 28, the Bible says that the devil was perfect in the day that he was created. And he wants authority, and he has been given some authority. He's the God of this world, but he's not the God of all. His name's spelt with a little g, and the God of all is spelt with a capital G. And the devil is mighty, but he's not almighty like the one that inhabits eternity. But God says in Isaiah 45, verse 7, "I create light, I create darkness, I create evil, and I create good." The devil was created. God uses the devil more ways than anyone would be willing to believe. But this whale was being used of God to point a running preacher in the direction that he needed to go, and that was Nineveh.
Right.
And listen, when that whale swallowed up Jonah, it looked kind of like you'd flushed a toilet. I love fishing, and I really like top water fishing. When you throw that bait out there, you know, and it's on the water, and you either pop it or, you know, you pull it and it swims down like a man and pops back up. But I like to watch the fish inhale that bait. I've seen them jump up, come down on it. I've seen them come up and swallow it. And I was just sitting there thinking about old Jonah out there bobbing in the sea. It's calm. His legs in the water looks like a frog. And all of a sudden, here comes a big fish, Lucy. And this big fish is going to swallow him whole. Now, I looked up, so I wanted to know, the largest whale that there is the blue whale.
Yeah.
It weighs 400,000 pounds. It's 98 feet long. Its tail is 25 feet wide. Its tongue weighs 4 tons. I mean, we're talking a big fish.
Yeah, boy.
Now, you see Jonah? He's out there bobbing in the water. And you know, lots of time when you're fishing top water, you'll see a boil underneath your bait. And then next thing you know, it's out, it wants, and it come up and get it. Jonah's out there in that water, Brother Ed, he's bobbing around that water, and him fishermen looking. Everything's calm. They think, well, maybe this thing's over. And about that time, this big, huge fish just comes up and inhales Jonah. Yeah, and when that fish inhales Jonah, did you notice those men, they started making vows. They got serious about God. Hey, me and Donnie was talking about making vows, you know, and stuff the other day.
Yeah.
But it said here, these men, they feared the Lord exceedingly. They offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and they made vows. I'm telling you, it got their attention. Amen. Mm-hmm. And Jonah here, in this belly of this whale for 3 days and three nights. Now, there's some good come out of this. Even though Jonah swallowed up, this whale got Jonah to praying. Look at there, verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Now, he might have been on the run before he got in the whale's belly. But I'll tell you what, when Jonah got in that whale belly, buddy, he got to praying again. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And not only did he pray, but he cried. He said, "And I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell," cried I, "and thou heardest my voice." Jonah's not enjoying being in the fish's belly.
Mm-mm. He called it the belly of hell, didn't he?
Yeah, sure did, out of the belly of hell. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard a lot, and this is just speculation. Well, I've heard a lot over the years of people preaching on Jonah going to Nineveh. I've heard a lot of how savage the Ninevites were, and I don't know the validity of this, But I heard that they were able to skin a man alive, or able to skin a man and keep him alive, and impale him upon a pole, and he would live for days and not die.
Wow.
And, you know, that might cause John to get cold feet about going to Nineveh. I mean, these missionaries, me and Brother Ed watched a movie called The End of the Spear, and it wasn't for the faint-hearted. I mean, they knew before they went in there to the Wandani that there's a chance they might not come out. And they had everything, in order. They had everything done that needed to be done, and even though they didn't make it out, they made it. Their mission was accomplished. Those natives saw something in the way those men died. They saw their faith in such a way they could not deny what they saw.
Right.
And I lost my train of thought there. These men here that saw this, it made an impression on them, and it made an impression on Jonah. Jonah's praying. Jonah's crying to the Lord. This fish got their attention, got Jonah's attention, and this fish was created. It said the Lord had prepared a great fish.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord prepared some other things. He prepared a gourd. And anyway, he messed with Jonah quite a bit. I'm preaching on the whale tonight. We're not going to go about the gourd. And we're not going to go about that other stuff there. We're just going to preach on the whale tonight. But this whale got Jonah to praying again. Out of the belly of hell, Jonah's praying there. But also this whale boosted Jonah's faith. Look at verse number 4. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Now this is faith right here. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Jonah said, yeah, as bad as this is, I'm still going to look toward thy holy temple. Yeah. He's getting a little mustard seed of faith here. I think he's pretty desperate. I'm telling you, buddy, when we read this right here, this whale is taking Jonah down.
Yeah.
That's one thing the devil will do. He'll take you down.
Yes, he will.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. I've seen a lot of men that thought they couldn't be taken down. Peter said, I'll never deny you, and denied him 3 times. I'm just telling you, the devil will take you down before you even know it. Here's Samson was. That great man of God, yeah, so strong, nobody could bind him, nobody could stop him. And one woman used of the devil, got him a haircut, took him down. And he said, I'll go out as other times, and he didn't go out. Amen.
I got a question. You just brought up Samson. I got a question for you. Do you think that Samson committed suicide?
No. He killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life. He's in the book of Hebrews. Chapter number 12 in the Hall of Fame there. He had no option. He couldn't see. He lost his sight, but he didn't lose everything. The Lord restored his strength.
Yeah.
And he killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life. He went out with honor. He was shamed. But you know what? We make a lot of mistakes in life.
Yeah.
God, he gave Samson that opportunity there. Samson asked for God to restore his strength, and yeah, God did.
Yes.
And, he lived with honor. He made a lot of mistakes. We'll make mistakes. But Samson there, he didn't have no choice to avenge his eyes. He had to die with the Philistines.
Yeah, that's what I was concerned about. Did God consider him taking his own life to kill all those people?
That was the only option he had. Okay. He couldn't fight no more, couldn't see.
No, he couldn't see.
But I'll tell you what, he took advantage of the opportunity and asked the Lord to restore his strength.
Yes, he did.
And he took out more Philistines in his death than he did in his life. But he made several mistakes. And that's what I'm talking about the things that God uses. This whale is being used of God. For one thing, to get Jonah's attention, it got Jonah praying, it got Jonah believing again, and not only that, this whale is taking Jonah down.
Yeah.
The Bible talks about how the mighty fall, and like I said, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Mm-hmm. But a righteous man falls 7 times, the Lord raised him up. But here Jonah is, verse 6, it says here, he said, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. Nobody wants to go that far down.
No.
And Jonah probably didn't want to go that far down either. They've got submarines today, Sarah. They can't go down this deep.
Yeah.
You know, this whale was prepared of God, and it took Jonah all the way down. I mean, he said the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Lord my God, he's at the bottom of the sea.
Wow.
He's as far down as a man can go.
Yeah.
And he says, yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Lord my God. He's desperately still calling upon the Lord.
Yeah.
The only hope Jonah has is the only hope Jonah needs. He's calling upon the Lord. That the Bible said he's our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. But here Jonah is. He's all the way down there in verse number 6.
Yeah.
Now Jonah, that whale's what's taking Jonah down. And you know, even down as far as down as Jonah is, we can still look to the hills which come of our help. Our help cometh from the Lord made heaven and earth. But this whale prepared by the Lord is sufficient to get the attention of the man for Nineveh, the preacher that God told to go to Nineveh, that had other plans, that thought he could get out of the call, that thought he could get around a God and do what he wanted to do. I'll tell you what Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Yeah.
He said, if I do this thing willingly, he said, I'll receive a reward. But he said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh.
No.
Like I said, from what I've heard about Nineveh, I'm not sure I want to go neither. Amen. I'm allergic to pain. I'll just tell you all that right now. Amen. But this whale, it's taking Jonah down. And if you look at verse number 7, this whale has Jonah defeated.
Yeah.
He said, verse 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee into thy holy temple. Jonah here is at the bottom. He's been defeated. He's down for the count. He even admits it in verse 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. I used to have that on the back of my truck. I still got that magnetic scripture. But a lot of people, they'll believe a lie rather than receive the truth.
Yeah.
They'd be more likely to believe a lie than receive the truth.
Yeah.
And the reason for that's not their fault, it's the devil. The devil don't want you to know the truth. He tries to keep you from the truth.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good at what he does. Jesus said about the devil in John chapter 8 verse 44 that he's a liar and the father of it. He abode not truth because there's no truth in him. I'm just telling you, the devil will hinder you from ever hearing the truth. And Jonah here admits in verse 8, they that observe lying vanities, he's been listening to the wrong one. He said, forsake their own mercy. But I'll tell you what, buddy, verse 9, this whale underestimated Jonah. He has Jonah down for the count. Jonah has been defeated. Jonah's all the way down. And you know what? When you get all the way down, there's only one way to look, and that's up. And Jonah's looking up, even though he's down, even though he's defeated Sarah. The whale has underestimated Jonah. And Jonah says in verse 9, but I will sacrifice unto thee.
Yeah.
All he can do is with words. He said, with the voice of thanksgiving. You ever thought about giving God a sacrifice?
You.
Have you ever thought about just saying, Lord, thank you?
Yeah.
God say, boy, that's pretty good. All Jonah's got left is voice. He ain't got nothing to offer.
Yeah.
Hey, he's down as far as down can go. And he said, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvations of the Lord. Boy, you couldn't put it no better than them last five words right there. Salvation is of the Lord. I've seen men try to save themselves. I've seen them clean themselves up. I've seen them trying to play the part. I'll just tell you, there ain't no playing the part. Somebody said, quit trying to be like a Christian, just be one. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? This whale right here prepared a fish that was prepared for the Lord. It got Jonah's attention. It got Jonah where he's back thinking right again. He's more willing now to to consider what God had asked him to do, to go to Nineveh and preach to that great city the preaching I bid to be. And here he is. He said, I will pay that vow that I vowed, salvation of the Lord. Verse 10, probably the best verse in this whole chapter. And the Lord spake unto the fish. Somebody has a problem with a donkey talking, they got a problem with a snake talking, then the Lord is talking to a fish. He told that fish, and we were, how big is that fish? Lucy, that fish 400,000 pounds, 200 tons. They grow up to 98 feet long, tail 25 feet wide, tongue weighs over 4 tons. And the Lord spoke to that fish. You know what he told that fish?
Swallow Jonah.
He said, vomit Jonah out on dry ground. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, that fish went from a whale to a limousine. It took Jonah to dry ground.
Yeah.
And it beached itself on the beach and it rolled out that two-tongue. And Jonah walked out on the red carpet of the tongue of that whale, and he went to Nineveh, the ambassador that God called him to be, to deliver the message of God. I'm telling you, it ended up being the means to get Jonah to Nineveh. God had prepared this fish. God told this fish, hey, vomit Jonah out upon dry land. And here that fish done everything God told it to do.
Yep, it did.
We'd probably be surprised the things that God has used to get our attention, to turn us. You know what?
Yeah.
I believe the psalmist, let's see if I can remember this scripture here. Psalms, I think it's Psalm 78, says, before I was afflicted, I went astray.
Right.
Says, I know, O Lord, that thou and thy faithfulness has afflicted me. And three of them, I can't remember what that third one is. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Lord, I know that thou and thy faithfulness has afflicted me. I can't remember that third one, but God has used a lot of things to steer us,
yeah,
to move us, to get us to thinking like we need to think and do like we need to do. But I like this verse 1 of chapter 3. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. I'm glad God didn't give up on Jonah.
No.
I'm glad Jonah finally surrendered when he said, salvation's of the Lord. How he's at the end of his rope, and God here tells this fish, this whale, to vomit out Jonah up on dry land. And then God gave Jonah the message again, and Jonah's ready to go to Nineveh now. And oh my, this whale, I've heard it preached that it's a servant, but I see a lot of where this whale is kind of like Satan. It couldn't wait to swallow Jonah. It couldn't wait to take him down. It couldn't wait to defeat him, but it underestimated Jonah there. And I'll tell you what, terrible message, but I still like the thought about it, how this whale is a type of Satan.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to be swallowed by no fish. I personally believe Jonah died in the belly of that whale. Don't matter. I'll just tell you, it's more like this. Let God be true and all the rest of us be liars. But I really believe Jonah died in the belly of that whale. And I believe as his soul fainted, what little bit of intellect he had right there mentioned there, he said, my soul fainted within me. I believe that's when he reached out with that last reach to God. And God reached down there and bailed him out of the dilemma he was in. I'm telling you, God took Jonah all the way to where here, verse 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. And I tell you what, his confession there in verse 8 of observing lying vanities, forsaking his own mercy, he's confessing right there. But verse 9, this is pure faith. I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I vowed, or that I vowed, salvation of the Lord. Boy, I tell you, there's a lot in it. Chapter 2, no way to bring it all out, but I don't want to go through being swallowed by a whale. To know what it's like to be in the belly of a whale, I'll leave that up to Jonah. There's been a lot of people, believe it or not, been swallowed by whales. Some of them lived. They cut them out. They're still alive. Several opportunities that this happened. I don't know what kind of whale this was. I just mentioned the biggest whale is this blue whale. And it could have been one just big enough swallow Jonah. I don't know. But it's lying like being in a tomb, like Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights.
Right.
He mentioned, you know, about Jonah being in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. The Lord only borrowed that tomb. And Jonah here, really, he only borrowed this whale. He just got him to Nineveh the hard way. But Jonah's whale.
Some preachers preached that same message you just preached. He said, Jonah, come out of that whale running towards Nineveh.
You better believe it, buddy. he was in a hurry.
Yeah, he said, wasn't no grass growing under his feet.
You better believe it. And you know what? As savage as the Ninevites were, when they saw what was left of Jonah,
yeah,
they forgot about all about doing anything to Jonah. They was ready to listen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wish that we could do a Nineveh repentance in America. I know we won't.
Yeah.
But they repented at the preaching of Jonah from the greatest to the least. And you know what? I wish Jesus said, you know, the men of Nineveh repented. He said, a greater than Jonah's here. And I believe that's in Matthew chapter 20. But anyway, they repented at the preaching of Jonah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got through. I don't believe he would have if he hadn't went through that belly of the whale. But they saw what was left of Jonah. And they had no problem at all believing in Jonah's preaching. Amen. And some of these guys, they come in, they get all slicked down. They got their nails done loosey. And they got their hair done. And you know what? They've got that, you know, suit on. I've got three suits. Y'all seen all three of them. Maybe have four. I don't know what I wear on special occasions. But he gets all dressed up. And he comes in, you know, and he's real debonair. Maybe he's a good speaker. Jonah come in. I don't know what he looked like, but he looked like enough that they believed him. But I tell you what, buddy, it got their attention. And they proclaimed, a repentance here at the king and his nobles, saying that neither man nor beast nor flock nor herd or anything eat or drink water. How they proclaimed a fast, and in Nineveh here, the king took his robe off, laid it aside, covered himself with sackcloth, set in ashes. And I tell you what, buddy, Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah.
Yeah, I believe God had them prepared, don't you, when Jonah got there?
Yeah, but Jonah wasn't prepared.
No, Jonah wasn't. No, he tried to get out.
Jonah got prepared.
Oh, yeah, really?
Long before Nineveh got. But here he was. It's a great city. It took 3 days to walk through Nineveh.
Yeah.
And Jonah got there, and he said that he went, I think, a day's journey.
Yeah.
In other words, he's in the middle of the city. He's a street preacher. Yeah, here you go, verse 4. Jonah began to enter the city a day's journey, and he cried, yet 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. Jonah's preaching was to the point. The repentance was real. I wish we could see that kind of repentance today.
Lord.
But I tell you what, Jonah went through hell to get to Nineveh. But if that's what it takes to reach souls, Lord, be willing to do the same.
That's
amen.
Right.
All right.
Good preaching.
Well, I don't know about that. I never chased so many rabbits in all my life. But we want to thank the Lord for it. Maybe the thought went out. Somebody got to thinking like about stuff they hadn't thought about before.
Yeah.
I haven't been swallowed by a whale, but I same as been swallowed by a whale. Whatever it took getting me to Calvary was worth it. I'll tell you what, God got me good and lost. Then God got me good and saved. And like God prepared that fish, He prepared me to receive the gospel.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. Amen. Father, thank You for the thought for tonight. Thank You, Lord, for these that were here to hear it. We give You praise. Ask Your blessings on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, Miss Tammy.
All right. Let me kick this thing off here. I don't know about being good.
That was really good.